2/3 of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI.
I am blood bought. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed.
And when I was seeking the Lord about what to use for the eschatology school, without one doubt, he showed me Ezekiel now. Turn to the first book of the first chapter. Now, their comments on verse 22 and verse 26 is that there was a surface, and like a sapphire stone, like we see even when Moses went up to the mount. The throne of God was there, and the bow, the rainbow. And somehow God is involved here, and this is a chariot of God. And this chariot has a job to do. And what this chariot does as we go into the book of Ezekiel is it escorts the glory out of the temple. The glory is going to leave the temple. Remember, we said it's going to go. And this wheel within a wheel, this chariot, this indescribable thing that he sees is God's own chariot to escort out the Shekhinah. Now we're going to skip on over to the Shekhinah being escorted out. He saw the glory of the Lord in chapter 4. But let's go to chapter 8:11. And this is so interesting. Because here's where the black basalt stone begins. When the glory gets escorted out and they're judged, it's written in these tablets on black basalt stone. Isn't that interesting? Black basalt begins right here at verse 11. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel, and the midst of them stood Yahazaniah, the son of Shaphim, and every man had his censer in his hand and a thick cloud of incense. And so what this is going to tell us is one reason why Israel lost the glory is what these elders of Israel were doing in the temple. They were doing sun worship. They were doing idol worship. They were turning their back on the Shekhinah glory, and they were passing wind. And so the glory is going to depart for other things as well. Verse 3 of chapter 9. This is the first stage of the withdrawal of the glory from the temple. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was, to the threshold of the house. The Shekhinah manifestation of the glory moves from between those cherubim out to the threshold. The first black basalt stone ends at the end of verse 6. And the next black basalt stone starts. And here we see the wheel within a wheel. And we see them moving the glory out. Verse 3 of chapter 10. Now the cherubim stood on the right side of the house when the men went in, and the cloud filled the inner court. Then the glory of Jehovah went up from the cherub and stood over the threshold of the house. And the house was filled with a cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. He's moved out from the inner Holy of Holies, past the threshold, out into the court. There are 10 stages of this removal. Verse 18. Then the glory of the Lord departed from off the threshold of the house and stood over the cherubim. And the cherubim lifted up their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. And when they went out, the wheels also were beside them. And everyone stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house. And the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. It moves out to the eastern gate. And then it's going to move even further. With this glory moving out, Ezekiel, who's watching it in vision form, actually maybe just really sees it, was taken there. He took him. God took him to Jerusalem. He saw it. He cries out to God into verse 13 and says, "Ah, Lord God, will you make a full end of the remnant of Israel? This is bad. Is this going to be like the flood? Is it over?" God gives them hope. Verse 16. Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, although I have cast them far off among the nations, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people, and assemble you from out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. Right in the middle of the time that the glory is being escorted out, and the temple's going to be burned, God said, I'm going to bring you back. Not only am I going to bring you back, I'm going to give you the land. I don't care how much replacement theology is preached, you get the land. Then the glory's going to move on out. Look at verse 22. Then did the cherubim lift up their wings and the wheels beside them, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. And the glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city and stood upon the mountain, which is on the east side of the city. That is the Mount of Olives. And then from there, the glory, like our Lord, from the Mount of Olives, was ascended into heaven. But Ezekiel's book is going to end up with the Jews coming back. It's going to end up with a temple, a great temple that will be on the earth during the millennium. He spends chapter after chapter. He starts at chapter 40 telling about it. And in chapter 41, look what happens. No, chapter 43. Chapter 43. Afterward, he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looks toward the east. This is the millennial temple. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. And his voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. And it was according to the appearance of the vision which I saw when I came to destroy the city. Notice that it said the Ezekiel came to destroy the city. How? With his mouth. Because God put those words in his mouth. But now he's speaking that the glory comes back. Hallelujah. Verse 4. And the glory of Jehovah of the Lord came into the house by the way of the gate whose prospect is toward the east. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. Chapter 44, 4. Then brought he me the way of the north gate before the house, and I looked, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord, and I fell on my face. God says in his word that he gives us the end from the beginning. He told us why Israel got into the shape that they were in, that they lost the glory. And there's lessons in it. I'm not going to go into all of it. One of it was division. Solomon's sons divided the nation. One thing he said was they did not separate the holy from the profane. Mix it all up. You cannot mix up things in church and have it your way. It's got to be holy. Some things make me sad that I see, but I think God will teach us. They had idol worship. But I tell you, there's an end. And they didn't let the land have its Sabbath rest, and they didn't obey the Sabbath. But there's some telling things in Ezekiel 22. Let's turn there, that we can learn from. We're going to go into the prophetic part of this tomorrow. This is prophetic too. Jerusalem's coming back, what God wanted. Ezekiel 22 and 7. And I'm going to read it to you out of the Art Scrolls. Verse 7. Father and mother have they slighted within you. And this is the comment of the sages on that. The honoring of father and mother is so central to the concept of holiness that the command to fear them follows immediately upon the commandment that Israel is to be holy. To honor them. This word honor here is kind of like a word like fear, but it's an honor word. The first indictment hurled against Jerusalem is that parents were slighted there. They could no longer be host of the Shekinah. You know, over in Timothy, where it tells about children that start to dishonor their parents and can't have the glory there. Now, let's turn to verse 9. This is an interesting one. You don't even get it hardly out of the King James. Here's what it says in the Hebrew. You might want to write this in. Tale bearers were among you. Tale bearers were among you for the sake of bloodshed. Now here's what they say about that. Tale bearing is prohibited by Leviticus 19:16. Ezekiel lists tale bearing among the causes of the Shekinah's departure, which precipitated Jerusalem's downfall. Because the sages declare that nothing can tear asunder the fabric of society as effectively as tail-bearing. To act as host to the Shekinah, Israel must be as one man with a single heart. Exodus 19:2. the prevalence of tail-bearing among them will surely drive away the Shekhinah. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. When we get into this tomorrow, and we can't do it today, because we're going to stop here.
The following 3BI courses are available now for immediate enrollment. Eschatology, Rightly Dividing the Word. Bereshit, The World That Then Was. Bereshit Part 2, In the Beginning. The Book of Daniel. The Book of Revelation. And the Virtual Israel Tour. Enroll and see Israel as never before. Future classes will include Women and the Bible, the Book of Ephesians, and the Book of Zechariah, emphasis on the millennium. Dr. Billy Brim's life call is a witness of things she has seen and heard. She shares her witness and years of biblical studies within the 3BI curriculum. Along with Dr. Billy Brim, our other wonderful instructors help bring life to Bible prophecy. For more information about 3BI, visit billybrim.org.
This is just a small taste of what 3BI is. Every student we have agrees it is so much fun. Grab your phone or your computer and let me help you enroll today. Start by going to www.billybrim.org. Click on 3BI Institute. Learn more. Pick a course. Rightly Dividing the Word is a prerequisite for most of the courses, so it's a great start. Hermeneutics Simplified for your enjoyment. Upon purchasing, you will be prompted to choose what type of student you would like to be. If you aren't interested in the degree path, select Standard Student. If you are interested in seeking an associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degrees in biblical studies, choose College Credit Student for a small additional fee. View your cart and proceed with payment. You will be given an access code to take the class. Each student will receive a downloadable, interactive student notebook that is a first-class textbook. You will reference it in your studies long after your time at 3BI is over. Start your classes at any time and proceed at your own pace. Once all sessions are complete, you will need to complete and satisfactorily pass the course quiz to gain class credit. And just like that, you're on your way. You can also give 3BI as a gift. What a life-changing, affordable investment in someone's life. I'd like to be the first to welcome you to the student body of Billy Brim Bible Institute. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next week, shalom, shalom.
Just as God led Paul and his team to Macedonia to gain fellowship with the church of Philippi, we believe that God has led us into fellowship with you. We invite you to join us in a monthly partnership with the Billy Brim Ministries General Club by visiting billybrim.org or by texting your gift to BBM space amount to 28950 and follow the prompts.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim. Again, shalom, shalom.
For over four decades, Dr. Billy Brim has taught Bible prophecy and how to apply its fundamental principles to believers throughout the world. On The Prophetic Witness, new episodes are aired weekly on the following networks. The Victory Channel, found on Dish Network, DirecTV, Glory Star and Spectrum, God TV, KBTV Global, PTL Television Network, Eternal Life TV, YouTube, Faith Plus, and Roku. Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.